Chapter 15 heading is On the Path of Cause Ahimsa. Questioner: On the path of liberation, moksha, does Pratikraman free one from all previous accounts? Dadashri replies, yes. Questioner: But what words do we say when doing Pratikraman? Dadashri: Say, every living being that I have hurt in any way, please forgive me. Questioner: Each and every living being? Dadashri: Yes, to each and every living being. Questioner: Does it include microorganisms like the ones present in the air, vayu kaya, in the water, jal kaya, and fire, tejo kaya? Dadashri replies, it includes everything. Questioner: What should we do if we kill something unwittingly and unknowingly? Dadashri: Even when it is done in ignorance, once you become aware of your deed, you should feel remorse immediately. You should repent for it and do pratyakhyan. Page 58. Beware that it does not happen again. Be cautious and remain in awareness that it should not happen again. This should be your goal. The Lord has said and told us to be firm and resolute in our determination not to kill any living thing. Every morning when you begin your day, you must repeat this sentence 5 times. I do not wish to hurt a single living being through the medium of this mind, through these words, and through these actions of this body. You will lighten the burden of your responsibility, because in reality you only have control, satta, over your intent or bhav. To hurt or not to hurt any living being is not in your hands as far as the result or the effect is concerned. Questioner: Do we still commit a sin or pap if we hurt someone by accident? Dadashri: What would happen if you put your hand in the fire by accident? Questioner: My hand would burn. Dadashri: Would a child not burn himself too? Questioner: Yes, he would. Dadashri: Even a child? You will not escape whether you do something knowingly or unknowingly. Questioner: What happens to a person if he continues to kill mosquitoes even after he has received gnan? Dadashri: You can say that such a person has spoiled his intent or bhav. Such a thing is not considered awareness or jagruti of gnan. Questioner: Is that considered violent intention, himsak bhav? Dadashri: Not only that, but in doing so, he has reverted back to what he was before gnan or self-realization. If, however, he were to do pratikraman, his negative or bad karma would be erased. Questioner: What if he keeps doing it repeatedly? Dadashri: Even if he were to do it 100 times over, as long as he did pratikraman, his bad karma would be erased. Page 59. You should not have a single thought about killing. If you cannot tolerate the insects, take them outside. The Tirthankars eliminated the word kill from common usage because it is laden with risk. Thoughts about killing are laden with violent subatomic particles, parmanus. Each and every subatomic particle of your body must be completely ahimsak, non-violent. Questioner, does cause violence, bhavhimsa, and effect violence, dravyahimsa, have the same consequences? Dadashri, cause violence cannot be seen because it is subtle, sukshma. Only effect violence is visible, sthuda, is visible. It can be seen and perceived and felt through the mind, speech and the body. If you have reverence for life and you believe that no harm should come to any living being, then you are not held accountable for anything that happens to them. Even if you kill something accidentally, your compassion is the only requirement. You must nonetheless repent and do pratikraman to eliminate any responsibility, any residual responsibility on your part. Questioner, I have read in your books that through this mind, speech and body, let me not hurt, even to the slightest extent, any living entity. I am a farmer, Dada, and I grow tobacco. While the plants are growing, I must constantly pinch tender new leaves off their stalks. Would that not hurt the plant? Is that not a sinful act? We do this to thousands of our plants. How can we put an end to this sinful act? Dadashri replies, you should feel remorse for the act. You should regret and feel, why has such a painful task fallen upon me? That is all. You should continue with your work then. Internally, you are repenting that it is not your wish to undertake such a disagreeable occupation. Questioner, yes, but are we still committing a sin, Dada? Page 60, Dadashri replies, yes, it is a sin, papa, but you must not concern yourself with that. Do not look at the sinful act. Just commit to the decision that things should not be the way they are. Stand by your conviction that you would rather be employed doing something other than tobacco farming. Before, when you were not aware of all this, you would not even have been so reluctant to mutilate the poor plants. If you follow my advice, the responsibility becomes mine. I am taking on the responsibility for you. You can cast the plant aside, but at the same time, you should feel a deep remorse. All farmers and crop owners are liable for the faults and mistakes when they annihilate so many living organisms in the fields. They should earnestly pray to the Lord that they believe in and ask to be forgiven for their mistakes daily. I tell every farmer to take about 5 to 10 minutes to repent in front of the Lord for this violence. They must do pratikraman because the work they are engaged in involves so much violence. I show them how to do pratikraman. Questioner, is it enough to just say the prayer you mentioned earlier that no living being be hurt through the medium of speech, thoughts and acts in the morning? Dadashri, it should be repeated 5 times a day with the same internal focus, jagruti and upyog, as one has when counting money. Say it with the same concentration, ekagrata, and say it aloud.